I am feeling so incredibly grateful for this life, for the birth of new things and new ideas, and for the death and rebirth of others too. All of the cycles, the ebbs and the flows, and knowing fully in this moment that energy never stops or ends. It just changes, taking new shape, new life, new purpose. And there have been times when I have feared or believed that energy was finite, that a limitless well of it simply could not exist, that I am going to get lost on my way back from the desert, depleted and searching, thirsty for nourishment and peace and clarity and self. But over the last month, I was able to reclaim parts of my soul that begged to be awakened, to be heard, to be believed. And I guess, to put it simply, now I believe more. I believe deeper. Devoting to myself with no compromises. And in order to live a wildly alive life, holistic and raw, and to feel your own life force come alive and pulse through your body. To not see God or spirit or energy itself as some abstract idea, but to believe in divinity because you realize you are divinity. You are a magical gift. And here I am now in my power because of all the beautiful souls that have come into my life to remind me, to lift me and celebrate me and honor me and love me. Because behind every queen and every goddess and every single woman truly in her power is the healthy masculine. Loving her, providing, holding, so the feminine can dance and expand and pour her love and magic onto everything that needs and deserves it. There's a poem that I want to share with you all today by someone named Ellen Bass, and it's called "The Thing Is." The thing is to love life, to love it even when you have no stomach for it, and everything you've held dear crumbles like burnt paper in your hands, your throat filled with the silt of it. When grief sits with you, its tropical heat thickening the air, heavy as water, more fit for gills than lungs. When grief weights you down like your own flesh, only more of it, an obesity of grief, you think, how can a body withstand this? Then you hold life like a face between your palms, a plain face, no charming smile, no violet eyes, and you say, yes, I will take you. I will love you again.